Of course, that's what it was, Fimolo said quietly, and once more both Stephen King's and the bridge turned to look at him. It could have been nothing else. What brought him to the brink of madness in the first place were two conflicting compulsions in his mind, to bring the tower down and to get there before you could get there, Roland, and mount to the top, to destroy it or to rule it. I'm not sure he has ever cared overmuch about understanding it, just about beating you to something you want and then snatching it away from you. About such things he'd care much. It had no doubt pleased you to know how he raved about you and cursed your name in the weeks before he smashed his precious playthings, said Fumalo. How he came to fear you, insofar as he can fear. Not this one, Fumalo contradicted, and rather glumly, Susanna thought. It wouldn't please this one much at all. He wins with no better grace than he loses. Fumalo said, When the Red King saw that the Algol would fall to you, he understood that the working beams would regenerate. More, that eventually those two working beams would recreate the other beams, knitting them forth mile by mile and wheel by wheel. If that happens, then, eventually... Roland was nodding. In his eyes, Susanna saw an entirely new expression, glad surprise. Maybe he does know how to win, she thought. Then eventually what has moved on might return again, the gunslinger said. Perhaps mid-world and in-world. He paused. Perhaps even Gilead. The light. The white. No perhaps about it, Fimolo said. For Ka is a wheel, and if a wheel be not broken, it will always roll. Unless the Crimson King can become either Lord of the Tower or its Lord High Executioner, all that was will eventually return. Lunacy, said Fumalo. And destructive lunacy at that. But of course Big Red always was Gan's crazy side. He gave Susanna an ugly smirk and said, That's Frood, Lady Blackbird.